Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering at the Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Jason. Sergey is scheduled to call in. We'll see him when he appears on screen. And so, 5-Minute University starts now. We've got a whole bunch of things to teach in 5-Minute University today. So for the last 3 weeks, I have been really busy preparing because I think things are getting worse than even I thought. And they're happening very, very quickly. I was talking with a young guy many, many years ago, and he said, you know, when things ultimately get worse, we'll have plenty of time, because it'll take a long time for things to get worse. Well, it's happening very, very quickly, as far as I can tell. And one of the things that I've noticed is that products that are good quality that we used to make in the United States are in demand. So people want to buy things that we don't make anymore. And they want to buy them because they used to be good quality. And they remember that they were good quality, and they'd like to get them. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about agitator washing machines, Whirlpool. I'm talking about General Electric freezers. I'm talking about Whirlpool freezers, chest freezers, upright freezers. You know, it's amazing. Maybe 10 years ago, you could buy a used chest freezer, top quality, with names like Signature. That would be Montgomery Ward's house brand. Or Kenmore, which was Sears' house brand. And you could buy them for $50. Routinely. There was no great feat to find one that somebody was selling for $50. Today, it's impossible. People are not selling freezers, chest freezers, for $50. They're selling them for $200. Now, they might be selling some for $75 to $100, but they are not the made in USA ones, typically. Typically, they're the Chinese ones that look like the made in USA ones. They have smaller compressors, and they don't cool down to minus 20 degrees. They hardly cool down to zero. So these poorly insulated, lightweight, flimsy, thin freezers, chest freezers, when you see them on the internet, if someone takes a picture of them and you look down at the bottom, the floor of the inside of the refrigerator, it's kind of a stippled, dimpled, textured, raw aluminum finish, with dents all along it. And that's because if somebody dropped a hamburger patty that was frozen, it would dent the bottom of the freezer because it's so thin. Now, I haven't cut one open, but I've got two of them here, and they're absolute junk. And both of them were given to us, and they're not any good. I know that they don't cool down to minus 10, minus 20, I know that. So I've got one. As a matter of fact, if you fill it up, it's a small one, maybe, 7 to 10 cubic feet. If you fill it up with food that you expect to be frozen, the bottom will be frozen, you know, the lower level, the lower layers, but the top won't be frozen. And that's probably because of the placement of the coils surrounding the inside of the box. And the lid allowing the heat to escape or enter the box. So the ones that have names that you don't recognize that are Chinese, I would submit to you they're substandard and I'd walk away. Even if they're free, because then what are you going to do with it? So I have that exact problem. Now, some people around where we live here in Missouri say, hey, they're great for storing chicken feed. Because you can put the bags of chicken feed in there, and I guess they are. I guess they are. So I guess you leave it outside, or you leave it in your garage and you put your chicken feed in there. I guess it's good for that. But as for freezers, I would not want to put several hundred dollars worth of food in there and depend on it to be frozen. You have to check on it every day. And that's what I usually do. And to do that, you might want to consider buying a non-contact thermometer. And these are like shaped like a taser almost. And they have a trigger and they have a display on the end that faces you. And on the other end, they have they transmit a signal that reads remotely temperature. So you could open up the freezer lid, aim it, this pistol grip type device, aim it at the food. You don't have to touch the food. You can be 12 inches away if you want. Squeeze the trigger, and on the display, it'll tell you either in Fahrenheit or Celsius the temperature. And it works great. So you might find out that your freezer's not doing what you think. You need to be at least 0 degrees for frozen food, at least. And so I routinely keep a non-contact thermometer right on the chest freezer, and I check it early and often. And I listen for the hum of the compressor, and I feel the exterior of the skin of the chest freezers, because what happens is the exterior skin is the radiating surface. It's the condenser surface of the refrigeration system. What that means is that's where the heat gets pulled out of the inside of the freezer and moved through refrigerant to the outside of the freezer. And it gets radiated to the air, cooled by the air surrounding the freezer. So you want to have about 6 inches minimum of airspace on all four sides of the freezer. That would be the back, the left, right, and the front. So the bottom line is that people want these used American-made products because they're durable. I've got one that was built in the 1980s, and it still works just great. Can you imagine that? Do you think that people who buy an appliance today would expect it to last 40 years? Or do they say, well, shoot, it's 5 years old, we've got to get a new one. I think it's the latter. It's 5 years old, and we've got to get a new one. And people are expecting appliances to be cheesy, substandard, and to break. Me, I'll be furious if that Montgomery Ward's signature-labeled freezer quits. I'll be furious because I expect it to last a lifetime, just like the washing machines, the agitator washing machines. And you can make them last a long time. And what that means is you've got to take the cover off of the agitator washing machine. There's two screws on the control panel. At the bottom of the control panel, one on the left, one on the right, and the Phillips screws, you unscrew them, and then you tilt the whole control panel, the knob and everything, all the knobs, tilted backwards. And then there are two clips that hold the entire cabinet on, and you remove them with a screwdriver, a flat blade screwdriver. And you lift the entire cabinet off. That would be the left side, the front, and the right side. The whole thing just lifts off. You probably want to have two people do it. It's not that it's heavy, it's just that it's cumbersome. And then when you're left with the tub and you're left with the back cover of the agitator washer, and you can get to all the parts. You can get to the valving, the solenoid fill valve parts. And if you have to replace that, it's less than $15 on the internet for the fill valves. That'd be the hot water and the cold water fill valve. And then if you have a water pump that leaks, That's another $15, and you can get that on the internet as well. So I keep a supply of water pumps and a couple fill valves and a couple spare washing machines, maybe three or four spare washing machines, because I think they're that good. But one tip is to vacuum out the air intake for the motor, the electric motor that runs the whole thing. And the idea is if you keep that motor cool, it'll last a lot longer. So, you know, spider webs and dust and things that get in the air intake of the motor, you can just vacuum it out and the motor will run cooler and the whole system will last longer. Now, there are a couple of parts that wear and they're very inexpensive. So, there's a coupling between the motor and the gearbox. It's a cast iron gearbox. It's a rubber coupling. It's like $5. And, you know, over time, that rubber coupling that is designed to remove vibration and also to couple the motor to the transmission will age. It'll get softer and softer, and eventually it'll fail. And the mechanism will start banging, bang, 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 bang. Well, all you have to do is, what I said, remove those two Phillips screws for the control panel. Remove the two clips that hold the whole front and side cover on. Remove that. And it takes about 2 minutes, literally. Now, if you haven't done it before, it's going to take you maybe 10 minutes because you're going to spend 8 minutes scratching your head trying to figure out how to do it. But you can find it on the internet. You can find a YouTube video on how to do it. It's very simple. And if you have to replace the coupling, the motor's held on by two little clamps. Literally. Take that same flat blade screwdriver, and once you disconnect the power to the washing machine, you can just pry off these two clamps that hold the motor on. The rubber coupling, the drive coupling, will just fall out. And you pick it up and put in a new one. And put the snap-on clamps back on the motor, and you're good to go. Now, one thing that I do that I've never seen anybody even talk about is the transmission. And because we work on cars here all the time, I check fluid levels routinely. Because if you run low on engine oil, your engine can overheat. If you run low on transmission fluid, your transmission can malfunction and overheat and fail. And if the differential runs low on fluid, it can overheat and fail. Any of those things can be very expensive to fix, like in the thousands of dollars. So what I did was I looked at the transmission. I tried to figure out how did this thing work. Well, there's a little tiny hole at the top of the transmission. I'm talking about if you were to make the smallest dot that you could with a number two pencil, that's how big the vent hole is on the top of the transmission. It's designed to let air pressure equalize, let air in if it's the transmission is cold, let hot air out if the transmission is warm, so that it won't break the seal or seals of the transmission. That's a brilliant design. Small enough to keep dust out, big enough to let air in and out. Well, that hole is at the top of the transmission cover. It's a steel cover. And the hole is a very tiny hole. A dental pick would have trouble going through it. That's how small it is. So what I did was I took a hypodermic needle that we use for cattle, and I squared off the end of the hypodermic needle with a sharpening stone. So instead of a point, it's flat. Then I used a dental pick to just make sure that I had a clear opening at the end of the flattened hypodermic needle. Then I took the hypodermic needle and I put it over the gas stove and I bent the hypodermic needle into the shape of an L. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
It's not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, just me so far today. You know, Dr. Sergei Shuley-Sorin is an emergency room doctor. And there are times that his life changes course very, very quickly as emergencies happen. And I haven't heard from him, so I don't have anything to report. But I do know that he's in the business of saving lives, and that could be what he's doing right now. So you got me today for 5-Minute University. So I'm talking about transmissions on washing machines. I'm talking about the good old-fashioned agitator washing machines. And people who buy washing machines, I think, are unhappy with these new high-efficiency washing machines. And the reason I think that is because, well, they told me. They found out that they can't just buy detergent. They have to buy this specially designed detergent for high-efficiency washing machines, these pods. And the pods cost 2 to 3X what detergent would cost. Me, I just have buckets of Wind Fresh, W-I-N-D space F-R-E-S-H, powdered laundry detergent, and it works great. Sam's Club sells it. But you got, used to be that you could buy it and they'd ship it to you. Not anymore. You got to go pick it up. And it has over 200 loads of in a bucket of washing machine, clothes washing machine detergent. And it's less than $20. And you get a plastic bucket to boot. So we have a bunch of those that I bought, you know, before the great genocide. And we use it sparingly, works very well. And the detergent does a couple things. Of course, it washes the clothes. It loosens the the soil on the clothes, and it lubricates the water pump. So just washing with water, not so good, because you're not lubricating the water pump seals with just water. And if you have hard water, it's really rough on the water pump as well, and the seals on the washing machine. So the detergent does a bunch of things, including washing the clothes. So lubricating the water pump is important, so you don't have to replace the water pump often. Getting back to the transmission of a Whirlpool-style washing machine, that could be a Montgomery Ward's, it could be Estate brand, E-S-T-A-T-E, from Sam's Club when they used to sell them. It could be Kenmore, or it could be Whirlpool, maybe Hot Point, and some of the other brands under the same manufacturing company. The one with the cast iron transmission with the vertical agitator is what I'm talking about. That transmission has gear oil in it. And over time, that little tiny hole will allow some of the gear oil to volatilize, and it'll become thicker. And it'll become lower in quantity, and it'll splash around less in the transmission. Because there really is no filter. It's just the gearbox and gear oil and some seals. And this little tiny hole for venting the lubrication in the transmission. So what I did was I took a hypodermic needle, 3 cc's. And it's the kind you use for a cow. And I filed off the end and made it square so it's not a point. And I used a dental pick to, very, very fine, fine dental pick to make sure that the opening of that needle is fully opened. No burrs inside. And I put some 5W30 full synthetic engine oil in the hypodermic needle. And I got on my back and I, you know, laid on the floor, and I slowly squeezed the oil into the transmission. And I used about 2 or 3 syringes worth of it. And in order to do that, I had to bend the needle into the shape of an L. So about a half an inch of the end of the needle, I started bending a gentle, gentle radius so the oil would be able to come through the plunger, the syringe, into the needle, and through this small needle into the transmission. And what I had to do is turn the motor shaft left, right, left, right, left, right, and that enabled the oil to go in. Started up the washing machine when I put it all back together, and it sounded better than brand new. The full synthetic oil that I put in is more slippery than the original oil that it came with. Came with a heavier oil, like a gear oil 90 that you'd use in a differential of a car or truck. This is 5W30. It's thinner, it's more slippery. And every couple of years, I just add another few cc's of full synthetic engine oil, and it works great. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. 2 people are dead and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a party in Amarillo, Texas. That's according to police, who said it happened at an event center early Sunday morning when a fight broke out between some of the attendees. One man died at the scene, another died at a nearby hospital. The injured victims are expected to recover. No arrests have been made as of last night, as authorities are investigating. A lawsuit that was looking for reparations related to the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre has been dismissed. The case was filed on behalf of the last three survivors of the assault, which was carried out by a mob in a Tulsa community called the Black Wall Street of the time. An Oklahoma judge dismissed it on Friday with prejudice, saying she agreed with the defendants who argued the plaintiffs did not suffer individual effects from the massacre. A drink invented by pirates, it's National Pina Colada Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah.
Take my. When you go to the TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And 5 Minute University. So, class, what I know for an absolute fact is that things that move metal against each other, lubrication increases the lifespan, for sure. Even to the point where if you have a trailer hitch and you're pulling a trailer, it doesn't matter what kind of trailer, whether it's a camper trailer, a utility trailer, a tow dolly, it doesn't matter. What happens is the ball, the trailer ball, and the trailer coupling, or coupler, where the ball attaches to the trailer. There's an incredible amount of pressure and friction there. And so when you go forward, there is a slight bit of play in there, and the trailer coupling bangs forward, backward, left, right, up, down against the ball. And the ball wears, and the coupling wears. So what I do that I've never seen anybody do, Kyle probably does it, but other than that, I've never seen anybody do it, and that is lubricate the ball and the coupler. And I use grease. I use either red grease, or I use moly-type grease with molybdenum. And it's a lithium grease that has molybdenum. It's black in color. And it looks like really dirty, filthy engine oil color. And it's really slippery. It's great. And I don't put a lot on there. I just coat the ball, the surfaces. That if you want to know what to coat, just look at a trailer ball and look where the wear marks are, and that's where you want to coat it. So what happens is, over time, the ball gets smaller. It wears. And the coupler wears and gets larger. So then there's more slop, more play where the ball and the coupler connect. And ultimately, it could fail. The trailer coupler could literally jump right out off the ball, and that could be catastrophic. So I lubricate the ball, and I have a rag, like a paper towel, and I wipe the inside of the coupler to get any dirt and grit, because if you put grease on the ball, it's going to attract grit, and the grit could be abrasive. So what I do is I wipe out the inside of the ball, I wipe off the coupler, and I wipe off the ball. I put new grease on it every time I use it. And the balls and couplers that we have on our hitches don't have the wear that everybody else's has or have. And it's easy to do, but most people don't do it because it takes a little bit of extra effort. So I've never had to replace a coupler, nor have I ever had to replace a trailer hitch ball because it's worn out. Never. But if you look, you'll see everybody else's that uses them regularly, they're worn. As a matter of fact, if you look at the receiver tube, that's the square tube of the trailer hitch assembly. And if you look at the ball mount, and that's the part that supports the ball that goes into the receiver tube, it's held in by a hitch pin. If you look, most of them, if you try to wiggle the ball end, you'll find out that it's really sloppy. There's a lot of wiggle room between the receiver tube and the ball mount. And that's because it goes bang, bang, bang with every single bump that you go over with your vehicle. And the slop gets greater and greater and greater. So what do you do about that? Well, before the slop gets great, what you should do is make some shims. And I use aluminum flashing, flashing that you'd use for a chimney. I just happen to have some here at the farm. And I take the ball mount, and I put it in a vise. And I leave the square end out, sticking out. And I take a piece of this aluminum flashing, and I wrap it around the ball mount, the square part of the ball mount. I pull it around tightly. And sometimes you only need, maybe the top and the bottom. Sometimes you may need the top and one side. Or sometimes you may need all four sides, depending on how much slop you have between the ball mount and the receiver tube. So assuming that you have a lot of slop and you want to take up that extra play, you wrap this piece of aluminum that might be a strip four inches wide, and let's say 8 inches long, or 10 inches long, wrap it around the tube, and pull it tightly, and then cut it so that it doesn't overlap. So you cover all four sides of the ball mount, and then you need to cut holes, two holes, one on each side of the ball mount for the hitch pin. And that's real easy to do. You can do it perfectly. You just use a ball peen hammer. A ball peen hammer is a hammer that's hammerhead on one side and kind of a rounded head on the other side. And all you do is tap around where the hole is for the pin on the ball mount. You just tap, 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 tap around the circumference of that hole. It'll cut the hole right in the sheet of aluminum. So you don't have to cut it with anything else. Just tap it with a ball peen hammer. And then do the same for the other side. And then when you're all done, you put the shim that you made along with the ball mount into the receiver tube, and it's a really nice tight fit. And what that means is when you hit bumps going down the road, the trailer isn't going to bang into the trailer hitch as much. It'll be a much smoother ride. The hitch will last longer. The ball mount will last longer. Everything lasts longer, including you. Less stress, less wear and tear, and you get beat up less by the trailer bouncing around. So that's what we do. So let's lubricate the ball and the coupler. And, of course, you want to use the chains. And what we do is we crisscross the chains. So there's a chain on the right side of the trailer and one on the left, and we crisscross them. So the right goes to the left goes to the right. And that's what you should do. And you shouldn't let the chains drag. So if the chains are too long, just twist the chain and take up the slack. That's all you have to do. You need to have the chain long enough. It's a safety chain that we're talking about. It needs to be long enough so that you can make left and right turns, and short enough so it doesn't drag on the ground and break the chain through just wearing against the road. Okay, so there are other things that I lubricate. And I don't know how many of you have had a box fan or an oscillating fan, and after a while, just the motor doesn't seem to turn. It seems to try to turn, but the blade has a lot of friction. It doesn't turn. Well, so what do you do? Well, I've had one for well over 30 years, probably close to 40 years. And every couple of years, the motor slows down. So I take a piece of wire, let's say 18-gauge solid conductor wire, not stranded, solid conductor, and maybe it's 10 inches long. And I bend it straight for most of it, and then at the end, right near the end, I might put a slight bend in it to make it an L at the very end, like a half an inch from the end. I'll bend it so it's straight for almost the entire length of the wire, except for the last half inch, which has a 90-degree turn in it. And I do that so that I can get to where the shaft, the motor shaft, meets the bearing. And you can usually see that part. But you can't drip oil on it because generally it's not a straight shot to put a drop of oil. So what you do is you use the piece of wire as a guide for the lubricant to follow right down the guide using gravity to the motor bearing. So you set it up so that the wire is now vertical and you can get to the bearing by touching the bearing with the wire, and you put a drop of oil on this vertically placed piece of wire, and the oil will travel down the wire right onto the bearing surface. Works perfectly. So what do you use this for? Well, if you have a bathroom fan, exhaust fan, you might have to use it for that. And you know what? There's no reason why an exhaust fan in the bathroom shouldn't last a lifetime. If you do a couple things. One, vacuum the blades. You know, take that little cover off and vacuum the blades and get the dust off the motor and off the blades of the fan and off the bearing surface. And you might have to take the motor out and put a couple drops of oil in it. I've done that in Virginia. We had an exhaust fan that needed that every couple of years. And they'll last a long, long time. And think about the alternative. What's the alternative if you don't do that? If you don't oil the bearings on the exhaust fan, you can put in a new exhaust fan. How do you do that? How do you put in an exhaust fan that has been cemented in place with sheetrock and spackle? How do you do that? Is the new one going to be exactly the same as the old one? Do they still make that model anymore? Do they? I don't know. But in my case, what I've done is I bought an extra one. So when we built our house, we standardized on one exhaust fan. We said, okay, the thing's probably going to fail at some point, so let's get another one. And it's on a shelf, ready for deployment, should we have to. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to put the new replacement in, because I can make the old one still last with just couple drops of oil on each end of the motor shaft. You can do the same thing. So in that line of thinking, of course, we have tractors here at the farm, and we have hood hinges and door hinges, right? And so if you listen to most people who have car doors and truck doors, they squeak, right? Squeaking means abnormal wear every time you hear that squeak. So all you have to do is put oil on the moving parts, and the squeaking stops, and the door opens. I'm talking about a car door now. That door will open much more smoothly. The hinges will wear out less quickly, and you won't have to replace the hinges on a car door. By the way, if you do have a car door or truck door, and the door sags, so you have to kind of lift up the door handle to close the door, you can replace the hinges. They're pins, and they hammer out, and you can replace them with new door hinge pins. And it's about $10. So it's a common kind of a thing, and we see it a lot here at the farm shop where we work on people's trucks. They have car doors that they don't lubricate the hinges, and then they get to replace the hinges, or we get to replace the hinges for them. But you can do it yourself. You can prevent all of that by just lubricating the hinges to prevent the wear in the first place. And the same thing happens with car hoods. There are hinge pins, and there are springs, and there are levers and fulcrums. And if you were to oil them, they'd last a lot longer, including the hood hinge or the hood catch that locks the hood down in the front in most cars. Some cars have two locks, some have one. But if you lubricate them like as I do, you won't have problems. You won't have rust problems. You won't have the locks catching and getting stuck. And they'll last the life of the car. Got some more lessons from 5 Minute University when we get back. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to everybody, but if you keep this in the back of your mind, some of these lessons, you can probably find them useful down the road. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
University. I see on the call screen that Frank is calling in. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, am I on?
You are on the air live with me, Vincentelli.
Vincent, it's been many, many years that I've listened to you.
Well, it's great.
I just love what your show has to offer to me. I do have a pillow between my knees just in case I start shaking.
That means you've been listening for a pretty long time, because I don't know the last time I mentioned it when I first started broadcasting. I put foam rubber between my knees so you wouldn't hear them shaking or banging. Yeah. Well, it's just you and me. It's just you and me.
Just you and me, yeah. Well, it is. I was going to be calling in the second part of the show. Of course, as you know, and as we talked a little bit, I'm in the appliance heating and air conditioning business. I've been a student, obviously, listening to your program. It's very interesting. I actually have a little pad beside my bed, a 5x4 little pad, bought it at one of those dollar stores. And every now and then you say something very interesting, and I just jot it down what time, when it was done, because thank God to GCN, you can go back, I say, 10 years, and I have gone back a number of times just to see what is it that you had to say at that point in time. But I'm thrilled that I'm with you. Of course, this is the first time that I'm doing this. And I don't know. I mean, I have been in the appliance repair business for about 40 years. I think I have a couple of things that I would love to offer. And, we can go from here saying, you totally amazed me about your knowledge of appliances. Hello?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I have a lot of knowledge. I just have these situations come up, and I know there's a better way. So as I go through life, I know that companies take some shortcuts, and they find different ways of removing material and steps in the construction and manufacturing process. So I try to make everything last longer, everything I can think of. I mean, when I work on vehicles in the shop, I want to look at the oil filter. I cut them open. Mm-hmm. I cut them open and I compare the different brands, and I look for, what's in the oil filter? What's the medium look like? Is it fine? Is it coarse? I look at everything I possibly can to make everything last longer. I mean, going so far as I have three solar panel charge controllers, and they have these massive heat sinks on them. Mm-hmm. And I go and feel the heat sinks every day as I walk by. I think it's a little too warm. So I literally put a fan to cool off the heat sinks because I think that will make them last longer than the original design would let them last. So I look at everything and try to make it last longer because I don't want to buy a new one. It takes me a long time to make a decision to buy whatever it is I just bought in the first place. And the last thing I want to do is go through that process again. So,
And that's one of the things I would like to very much talk about today.
Sure.
There's so many things that one can do with appliance to save them for a long, long time. As you know, they don't make appliances like they used to in the olden days. The Westinghouse, the MN, the Frigidaires. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people are still confused because a lot of manufacturers bought the name, but it's not the product. And I feel sorry for them because Frigidaire was a well-known appliance in many, many years ago. But now you buy a Frigidaire and it's not the same appliance. And of course people say, well, last time I bought my Frigidaire lasted for 30 years. This one only a year plus. Yeah. However, there are a lot of things that people can do that I recommend when I'm talking to them of how they can prolong that life of that appliance. So I'm also willing to take some calls if people have problems, but it's so hard to solve problems over the phone in terms of troubleshooting because you don't know exactly what is it that it's actually doing. But I'm more than willing if someone wants to call in with a
problem. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just do you and me for now, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little difficult to have a call come in, and you're on the call screen right now, and to have to alternate between you and someone else calling in. So let's just do you and me for right now. And then next time, we can put you on a different line, and that line would be much more conducive to taking calls.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frank, here's the question. Have you heard me say anything that you disagree with about prolonging the life of any appliances or equipment?
Not only have I not disagreed, I've applied some of them.
Okay. All right. So where do you want to start? You want to start with hot water heaters? You want to start with washing machines? You want to start with dishwashers?
Well,
where would you like to start?
Well, we can start with anything. But, for example, let's look at fridges, okay? I had, before obviously, up here where I live in Ontario, it's small town. Is that coming on?
We're going into the top of the hour break, and it'll be about 7 minutes or so, and then we'll be back. But, okay, so you live in Ontario, you live in a small town, and you fix appliances. And we're going to talk about refrigeration.
And air conditioning systems. And and hot water. So on and so forth. I'm a one-man operation up here, but I do a lot of everything.
Well, that's great. That's great. So you know a lot about a lot, which is wonderful. All right, so when we come back, let's talk about refrigerators.
Yeah.
And let's talk about why they don't last very long. They used to.
Yeah, of course.
They used to. I mentioned that I've got a Montgomery Ward signature brand freezer. It's been going for 40 years.
Wow.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. Bye.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.